68. And we welcome you back to second half action here on Country 101.7 FM, a 49-0 halftime lead. Tegan, your thoughts for the second half?
Well, Pleasanton, I mentioned a little bit of some of the miscues that they had there early on in the first half. The tackling woes, they just were trying to muscle Olpe. That did not play in their favor. They finally started shaping that up a little bit, but they've also had a few opportunities where they could have batted down some passes. They could have even knocked a few down, maybe even forced a few fumbles. They're just making a few minor mistakes, mental mistakes. Need to clean that up a little bit. They want to try and get back into this ball game. They've got time to do it, but they're going to have to really step up big time defensively as well and kind of shut down the run game of Olpe, which has kind of been their bread and butter all night long. For Olpe, not really much to critique other than maybe limiting the penalties, which I'm sure was a big point of emphasis for Coach Schmidt. He doesn't care if they're ahead by 49 or 4,900. He will not stand for those kinds of mistakes that lead to a yellow hanky hitting the ground. Is getting a little backup there.
Eagles deferred the opening coin toss, so they will receive the second half kickoff by Carson McKee. Damon Redeker and Truman Bailey are the two deep backs. McKee, right-footed kicker. Spiraling kick going to be fielded by Damon Redeker at his own 16-yard line, waiting for a wall to develop. He's at the 35, now 40 before being drugged down from behind at the 42-yard line. So he had basically one man to beat before pay dirt, but it'll be a good starting field position for the Eagles with a 49-0 lead, and we will have a running clock the rest of the way.
Oh, that's correct.
So usually we see that in the fourth quarter, but both coaches, Chris Schmidt and Caleb Hendricks, agreeing to the running clock with the deficit being 49-0.
I should mention there before we started the call there, Riker Schmidt coming through, giving me a little pat on the back there, saying, yeah, that was a talking point earlier.
He's got a big game tomorrow.
Yes, he does.
9 a.m. start at the Poria Middle School, trying to get that victory number one, I still believe. I formation for Damon Redeker. Going to be a quarterback keeper. He's got a first down, looking for another touchdown. Holy smokes, the wheels are going. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. A 58-yard score for touchdown number 7 for the senior. Makes it 55-0.
Well, and Olpe starting off the second half the exact same way they started the first. One play, one score, 6 points on the board, looking for the PAT. There's, again, not much to critique. He just got a great opening right up the middle. The deep backs tried to catch up to him, but they left too much room for him to exploit right down there in the backfield, and he was able to just run right through him.
So 10.5 and counting here in the third quarter. Triton Ybarra, the long snapper. The holder is Damon Redeker. And the PAT attempt by Braden Fowler. Good snap, good hold. And Fowler's kick is through the uprights and good. 56-0 now our score. The Eagles leading the Blue Jays. And we'll take a quick break here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. B&S Kennels in Olpe, your trusted breeder of AKC registered purebred puppies. Like them on Facebook to find your forever friend. And Wagner Automotive General Service, for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Emporia State University, preparing today's students for tomorrow's future. Bearcat Concrete Construction, quality concrete work to fit every need. Proudly serving the East Central Kansas area's concrete needs. Call 785-592-1527. And Kohlmeyer Dental, for your winning smile. Call 342-9555. Or visit their location on East 12th Avenue next to Good Sense.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. 10:06 to play in the third quarter. Eagles needed one play for a touchdown there to start the second half, just like they started the ball game. This time 58 yards. But to the legs of Damon Redeker for touchdown number 7. Ted Skowski trying to give her the boot, and he shanks it. Going to be touched at the 35, recovered by the Blue Jays. So he got the black shoe on, the square toe.
Was it,
and he's no Tom Dempsey, though.
No, what was it you like to say? Give her the boot, Wally.
He gave her the pinky toe on that one.
Yep. Old Willie gave it the pinky toe.
So the Blue Jays will take over on their own 35. Ball in the near hash. Trailing things 56-0. with a running clock here in the third quarter, 9:40 and counting.
Pleasanton would like to just find the scoreboard here more than anything in the second half.
Spread formation for Tony Gillespie. It's going to be a draw taken by Karsten McKee. We'll get to the line of scrimmage maybe a little bit more. Call it a rush of two on the carry for the junior McKee.
Great job there by McKee. He's really doing a lot better. He kind of was having his head up a lot there on those first few carries, which, you know, you want to see where you're going, but at the same time, it doesn't really give you the full momentum when you kind of bear down, build that hair, or kind of point that head down and just drive through. He's starting to do that a little bit more here, and it's giving him a lot more yardage.
Second and 8 for the Blue Jays on their own 37-yard line. Give me a draw once again to McKee. McKee down to the 40 for a gain of 3. So brings up a 3rd and 5.
Had a seam right over on the right side there that could have cut over into the middle. Unfortunately, he stutter-stepped his way into that one, and before he knew it, it was already closed up and there was no way through. But still a good pickup there by McKee, finally getting some positive yardage consistently here on these carries.
3rd and 5. First down marker at the Blue Jay 45. Shotgun formation, split in Parks on the right side, receiver on each number. Going to be a draw once again to McKee. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard more, brings up 4th and 4.
Gets tripped up there, as you mentioned, about a yard pickup. Just got his feet tangled up as he was trying to build up some momentum. Ends up driving himself into the ground. You got to be mindful of that as well. You know, you want to kind of keep a wide base. You don't want to go sidestep foot over foot because that's when you get tangled up and tripped up.
4th and 4. Blue Jays going for it from their own 41-yard line, needing 4 yards to keep the drive alive. Going to be a bunch formation, 2 receivers just to each side. Gillespie rolling to his right, going to be picked off at the 40 by Derek Holting. He's got blockers in front. Breaks the tackle before being pushed out of bounds at the 16-yard line for the Eagles. So a nice return of about 24 yards for Derek Holting. I don't see any flags. Actually, I do see a flag down at the 22-yard line, so I don't know if it's going to come back on a hold. This interception will stand, but the return might be knocked off a little bit.
That would be the 3rd hold, if my memory serves me correctly, for Olpe. They had back-to-backs.
So we're going to have a face mask on the offense.
Huh.
So that was on the return. So the interception will stand. That is turnover number 4. For the Blue Jays.
See if Holpe maybe just tries to run some clock here or if they go for another blast right up the field.
56-0 our score, 6:40 in counting here in the third. After the 5-yard mark off, they're at the 26-yard line. Damon Redeker under center, throwback set. Going to be a crossbuck taken by Garrett Cole. Breaks one before being stood up at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the carry.
That was a good stand-up there by Pleasanton. I think, again, you have a few more of those earlier on in this ball game. We're talking a different kind of thing right now. But, unfortunately, it's taken them a while. And you got to wonder how much of that is Pleasanton playing just solid, perfect defense versus Olpe maybe getting a little tired. And I don't mean that disrespectfully, but realistically.
2nd and 10 for the Eagles. Ball in the far hash. On the Blue Jay 26-yard line, 5:55 and counting. Eagles looking to add to their 56-0 lead. Going to have an encroachment. It was a hard count. Eli Forker had the boys ready to go up front. And then we're going to have a 5-yard encroachment penalty on the Blue Jays. That's their 5th penalty on the night. So brings up a 2nd and 5. I don't know what I did to give Tegan the funnies. I thought I said everything right.
Penalty?
Penalty?
You said penalty.
Oh, penalty.
I thought you were doing that on purpose for some reason.
I didn't even realize I did it.
Yeah, you're penalty. Cracking me up on that
we're
in halftime.
We're trying to pronunciate a little bit like Howard Cosell. I don't know if he said penalty.
I didn't realize
I'm sure he said penalty. We're going to have a sweep over here on the near side. Going to be taken by Garrett Cole, they're
nice
going to be trying to drag down. It's going to be a horse collar tackle. Yeah. He's drugged down at the 2-yard line. So a 20-yard rush by Garrett Cole and give him half the distance to the goal for the personal foul horse collar.
I didn't see who was in on that tackle for Pleasanton, but I think that was just frustration right there. He couldn't bring him down. He got stiff-armed right in the face. And eventually that just, you know.
Only way he could bring him down was that. You know, you're just trying to drag, you know, grab a hold, and that's something that we've just seen all night is they're going a little bit too high on the Eagle defenders. And when you do that, you grab the back of the jersey, back of the shoulder pads, and it's a dangerous play. But fortunately, Cole is back up. So we're going to have a T formation, first and goal from the one-yard line, ball in the near hash. Eagles go set. Going to be a dive to Garrett Cole, and this time he finds the end zone. 62-0, 4:10 to go and counting in this ball game. Cole getting his first touchdown on the night. So the Eagles have eclipsed 60 points once again. That is their third time scoring north of 60. The only time they've been held below was in week number two against Central Heights when they won 53-0.
Yeah. You mentioned only 12 points on the season they've given up so far against that highly capable Linden team.
Good snap, good hold, and Fowler has another point. Makes it 63-0. 4:02 left to go in this third quarter. We'll take a break here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By Plumbing by Spelman 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Kansas Land Tire at 611 Prairie Street in Emporia. For car, truck, or farm tires, if you're out of air or need repair, these guys care. 620-343-8473. And Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now is a great time to call Angela. 344-6368.
1 yard fullback dive by Garrett Cole makes our score 63-0 here in the third quarter, 4 minutes to go. And Braden Fowler set to tee it off from the 40, fielded by Carson McKee at his own 20. Breaks a tackle, going to start carrying defenders maybe this time, but the Eagle defenders there's 11 of them on the play. They bring McKee down at the 37-yard line. So a nice 17-yard return there. Eagles will be working. Looks like some of the JV kids starting to get some looks there. I see Andrew Forker in at linebacker, Ethan Redeker in at safety. Looks like Rowdy O'Rear in at tackle. Blake Skowski in at middle at linebacker now. I guess he came from the end. He's going to line up on the end. Logan Hammond, the freshman out there at the linebacker position. Trips set for the Blue Jays. Play action. Gillespie looking downfield. Got a receiver, Judah Skipper, at the first down marker. He's going to get 12 on the reception.
Wanted to go back to that return there by McKee. We just wanted to state I liked his approach there. He took a very slow, methodical start, kind of scanned the field to see where he might be able to exploit an opening, and then just took off. Didn't get a lot out of it, but probably more than he would have if he just tried to bowl his way through. It's a good that's a good mindset. You know, just take the quick second, scan the field, see what's coming at you, see where you can go, and try and punch it through. That was a good approach. Got to give him credit.
Fresh set of downs for the Blue Jays on their own 48-yard line, trailing things 63-0 with 2:40 to play in the third. Rolling to his left is Gillespie, and he's going to have a reception into Eagle territory by Jeffrey Creighton.
That's the first, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but that is the first string of connections that Gillespie has had so far tonight. He has yet to throw back-to-back receptions.
That is correct, Tegan. Nice play there. They started 0-for-9 passing, and then before he got his first reception, and then looked a little bit better in the second quarter, but off to a good start here.
Yeah, slowing things down
so far. Of course, he had the interception to start the second half. Quick pass once again across the middle. He was looking for Cy Snow. Dangerous pass.
Very dangerous.
Brings up third down now.
Once again, Opie doing a great job of just penetrating up front, dominating that line of scrimmage. And, you know, Gillespie, he's had some flashes of brilliance, but he just gets a little spooked a little too easily. and he just tries to force it home, and that's what you saw right there. And you hate to see that after, again, a string of completions.
Spencer Vogt's another one of the JV squad getting some looks there on the defensive tackle. Hard count for Gillespie. It's going to be a draw to Carson McKee. He's going to get close to the first down marker. Gets down to the 44. He needed the 41. So it's going to bring up a fourth and three.
I believe that's Blake Skalski down there, as you mentioned. And Skalski did a good job. He got around the O-line there and then kind of waited just a moment to see what McKee was going to do and then jumped in on that tackle.
Blue Jays are going for it. Previous time, they threw an interception on fourth down. We're going to have a timeout, I believe, taken by Coach Hendricks, his first of this second half. So it brings up a fourth and three from the Eagle 44-yard line. They're going to need the 41, 46 seconds left to go in this third quarter clock. Blue Jays still trying to find the scoreboard, trailing things 63-0. Have had some moments of putting things together.
Yeah.
Before the Eagle defense just kind of says, hey, it's the haves and have-nots. And this kind of, you hate to say toying, but at least on that one where they got down to the 12-yard line before the interception. But, you know, Gillespie, a sophomore, has shown instances of potential of a good play. You know, of course, Gillespie, a sophomore, McKee, a junior, only having maybe one or two seniors out on their starting 11. So a good core for Hendricks going forward.
Did Gillespie, I don't know if you happen to know this, but if anybody's going to have the information, it's probably you. Do you happen to know if he started at quarterback as a freshman?
He did not.
Okay.
There was another Gillespie that started last year, and he transferred to Prairie View, you know, Lacine, just up the road on Highway 69.
Well, when you get forced into that position, even as a sophomore, you don't have a lot of time to really study and kind of develop your style under under another quarterback.
Fourth and three, and they're going to the workhorse, Carson McKee. He looked like he was stopped short initially. It's going to be right at the 41-yard line. We'll see where they spot it. He was stopped initially short, but the bruiser kept the legs a-churning.
McKee using all of that big
frame. See where they mark it. And that's going to be enough for a first down. That's their fifth first down on the night.
That might be
give
the last.
Give them 3 yards.
Might be the final play here of the third quarter as clock winding down inside 10 seconds.
Yeah, I think they indicated a first down. Now they're going to do a measurement.
Huh.
So I don't know. Looks like Mr. Giffen overruled as the white hat. So we'll see. We do have a new crew on the chain crew. That's enough for a first down. That will conclude our first quarter. But Brad Holting and Jeremiah Corpering out there. But Brad Holting and Galen Holting stretching the chains. And it's a good for a first down for the Blue Jays. Concluding our third quarter, our score 63-0 in favor of the Opie Eagles. We'll take a quick break. That fourth and final quarter action on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. By Hanna Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth. For confidence with every smile, visit Drs. Joe and Richard Hanna at Hanna Orthodontics in Emporia. And by Scotch Welding Service, 719 Graham in Emporia, your full-service welding fabrication shop with both in-house and mobile capabilities.
Fresh set of downs for the Blue Jays, first and 10 from the Eagle 42-yard line. They'll go once again to Carson McKee, this time a one-yard rush. Blue Jays trailing things 63-0 as we begin the fourth quarter.
This just became the second longest drive by the Blue Jays at 6 plays. Their longest was 10 plays, took nearly 4.5 minutes off the clock. Or apologies, 4 minutes off the clock. My math skills caught up to me on that one.
Running clock, Aiden. Trips to the left. One receiver here on the near side. Shotgun formation for Gillespie. McKee to his right hip pocket. Dropping back the pass, looking to his left now, looking to his right. He's got a receiver downfield, and it's going to be tipped around by Blake Redeker. He had a shot at the interception, went off his hands, went off the face mask of Caton, and it falls incomplete.
And Gillespie limping off the field, possibly got a cramp in the leg. I'm not sure, but he is favoring that right leg.
I don't think it's a cramp.
Yeah, it looks
Nope.
Yeah.
They're going to stretch him out. It's cramp. Hey, Tegan wins again.
Hey,
as we mentioned earlier, you know, they've been kind of working some different formation sets with Nate Johnson, the freshman, but he is out tonight with COVID protocols. So we'll see who's going to be in at quarterback. So in at quarterback looks like it might be McKee with the tailback Eli McGinnis behind him.
Watch.
So they're just going to go power set, third down. McKee dropping back the pass, looking downfield. Going to be so nearly sacked. Will get a receiver.
Gets a completion.
At the 33-yard line by Judah Skipper. It will be short of the first down, brings up a fourth and two.
McKee cracking me up a little bit, giving that little, let's move it down a little bit. That's a good confidence booster for him. And, give him some credit. He's not a quarterback, but, man, he stayed calm under all that pressure. He got wrapped up and still completed the pass.
So we made the analysis of Peyton Hillis, but if you remember Jared Lorenzen for the Kentucky Wildcats, right there, Karsten McKee, repping the big fella.
I hope he gets another
quarterback position.
I do hope he gets another completion because I want to see what his next celebration will be.
So the Blue Jays are going to take their second timeout once again, facing a fourth down. They completed one previously on this drive, fourth and short. Now it's fourth and two. It was fourth and three their previous fourth down attempt. Now fourth and two. 9:47 to go in the ball game, trailing things 63-0.
They're still stretching Gillespie out there on the sideline. He got back up, looked like he was going to come back in, and then started stepping on that leg again. And he's like, all right, I think I might need to get stretched out again. So see if he comes back in on this next snap.
But, you know, Tegan, you know, we've mentioned it in multiple times throughout our broadcast season that, you know, we've had some blowouts. We haven't, you know, we've had maybe one close game so far this year, and we've talked about teams just maintaining their composure when trailing things, you know, just trying to build some positive momentum into the next week to where maybe they can parlay that into something more positive than the outcome that we were seeing. And that's something that we're kind of seeing tonight. Of course, Blue Jays will face Northern Heights this week. I believe Northern Heights is off.
The Eagles of
Uniontown.
Uniontown.
Okay,
that's right.
For some reason, I thought they were supposed to play Northeast Arma, and Arma is playing a JV schedule.
Yeah, played the Uniontown Eagles.
Go ahead.
I apologize. Actually, got to go down for the homecoming celebration there for Northern Heights. They were fired up.
So McKee and company with a spread formation. McKee in at quarterback as Gillespie is trying to get the cramps worked out, and we're going to have a false start on the left guard. So a fourth and manageable now brings up a fourth and more interesting play. Hey, see that after the timeout, that's going to be the sixth penalty on the night for the Blue Jays.
Well, I do want to see what they decide to try and do here as Gillespie, I'm going to get it eventually. Gillespie finally back up on his feet, having a conversation with his coaches. Looks like, he's going to come back in. So see what he can pull off here. We've mentioned he's had the bomb passes here tonight. Hasn't completed all of them, but he's got the potential to throw deep. See if that's what they try to do here.
5 out of 18 for 73 yards tonight is Tony Gillespie. Dropping back to pass, rolling to his left. Got pressure coming from the end. Going to throw it past the sticks, and he's got a reception. Trying to get a number. I think it's Judas Skipper again.
It is.
A nice 10-yard pass from Gillespie to Judas Skipper.
And that was almost a Patrick Mahomes-esque sidearm throw there as Gillespie on the run just kind of rears it back, and it looked like he almost skipped it right to Skipper, no pun intended.
No pun intended. That's his fourth reception on the night, 38 yards receiving for Judas Skipper. Fresh set of downs. That's their sixth first down on the night, and they're at the Eagle 28-yard line. Quick pass, slant, Hayden Johnson coming across the middle. Once again, kind of not leading him, throwing it behind him. That's the second time they've run that slant pattern tonight, and another incomplete pass.
He's either a half step ahead or a half step behind on those quick little passes. He's got to settle down, let his guy get into the open field, because he's also thrown into deep coverage a few times. He's just, again, he's not letting them get into the open field. He's throwing it into danger spots.
So second and 10 now, 8-10 and counting here in the ballgame. 63-0 our score. Ball on the far hash. Shotgun formation. Bad snap. Going to go behind Gillespie. He's going to be recovered by Gillespie at the 44-yard line. So a negative 15-yard play. Not what the Blue Jays needed when they were starting to kind of start gently knocking on the door, trying to get off the goose egg on the scoreboard.
If I'm a Pleasanton coach right now, I'm thinking to myself, well, that stinks, but hey, at least we still got the ball. And Gillespie doing the right thing. He just immediately drops on top of it because he knew at that point the play was completely broken. So he did the right thing. He just drops on top of it.
So third and 25 now from the 44-yard line. Shotgun formation, two receivers on each side. McKee, the tailback, with Gillespie. A two-step drop, looking to his left, going to be a kind of a curl route at the 40, and it falls incomplete. Intended receiver was Jeffrey Caton, so it brings up fourth down.
Yeah, that one, I would say that he's just not letting the play develop on that one, but no, he just completely threw it right behind him. The play developed, and he had an open man. He couldn't hit him. I think he was maybe a little bit frazzled.
So they need the 19 of the Eagles. They're on the 44-yard line, so 4th and 25, and I believe that'll be the third timeout taken by the Blue Jays. So all four of their 4th down attempts, all three of their 4th down attempts here in the 4th quarter has resulted in a timeout. And they're 2-for-2 so far.
That's true.
And we'll see. It's a little bit more difficult. It was 4th and 3, 4th and 2. And now a 4th and 25 after the timeout.
Well, I mean, you're looking at more than a country mile on this one. And I think if you're the Pleasanton coaching staff, I think what you're probably calling for here is for Gillespie, if they decide to go for it, for Gillespie to try and find some open space to maneuver off to the left or the right and just see if he can hit a man downfield. But you got to also think about this. You've got the one-on-one matchups. You've been losing all night so far when it comes to the foot races. So it's going to be a very interesting call.
I do have homecoming here after the completion of this ball game. The candidates for the Eagles is follows. Macy Munoz is with Damon Redeker, Addy Sheevy and Ted Skowski, Macy Wecker, Eli Foraker, Josie O'Rear and Derek Holting, and Jade Boyette and Angel Cortez. The crown bearers, Sutton Whitaker, and my good buddy Corbin Jowers. He had four goals on Saturday.
Hey.
I am his coach. Of course, Corbin, the son of Stephen Jowers, superintendent in Madison, former assistant here at Opie. So crowning ceremony later on after this ballgame. Fourth and 25 for the Blue Jays. Rolling to his right is Gillespie. Looking downfield. And it's incomplete.
Well, and the Pleasanton sideline wants a pass interference call. They're
sorry, Tegan. I stole your program.
Just when I'm on a roll, man. Come on. They were looking for, I think that was Truman Bailey. They were trying to get him for pass interference as he pushed off the intended receiver a little bit, but the line judge didn't see it.
Got to be catchable.
Yeah.
Got to be catchable.
Yeah.
So it'll be a turnover on downs, and Eagles will have it at their own 44-yard line.
Kind of like I said, though, that's about what I was expecting, was for him to kind of scramble off to the right side, try and find an open man down the field. It's about what I expected. Unfortunately, he just, again, kind of rushes it.
JV offense in. Dexton Holting, the quarterback. Logan Hammond, the fullback. Ethan Redeker, the tailback. Going to be a toss sweep over here on the near side to Ethan Redeker. Waiting for his blocks to develop. Breaks one tackle before being thrown down at the 48-yard line. So a 4-yard rush by Ethan Redeker. So the Eagles leading things 63-0. 5.5 to play in this ballgame. Looks like trying to get some rest of that JV offense. Andrew Foraker is the tackle. Center is Braden Fowler. Right guard is Braden Fowler. Center is Thane Schmidt. Finn Pimple, the left guard. Blake Skowski out there. Jed Cole, the senior out there. Jed Cole with him here on the near side. Ethan Redeker trying to get a first down. Legs are churning. He will get another 4, maybe 5 yards. Brings up a 3rd and 1.
You know, I do want to say the Pleasanton sideline, you obviously you're down 63-0, but you can hear them here in our headsets just still motivating their guys, not really playing defeated. I mean, that's something I think you can take away as a positive here.
Cord Olson also out there on the offensive line. Dalton Mayer also out there as a receiver. So 3rd and short for the Eagles. 4:25 to play in this ballgame. I formation for Holtzing. Dexton takes the snap, hands off to Redeker. He's got a 1st down, 5 yards, maybe more, but a flag coming down at the line of scrimmage. So the 5-yard rush, good for a 1st down, will be negated by the holding penalty. The 6th of the night for the Eagles. So it's at the line of scrimmage, which basically brings up a 3rd and 10 now.
Yeah, and that's kind of been the whenever you see a yellow hanky on the ground and in Olpe's direction, that's pretty much been the indication all night is holding.
Actually, they said the flag was basically at the line of scrimmage, so 3rd and 11 now. I formation once again for Dexton Holting, 3.5 to play in the ballgame. Needs the Blue Jay 47-yard line to keep the drive alive. Toss sweep on the far side to Ethan Redeker. Has about a 4-yard rush before being brought down at the 47-yard line.
Be interesting to see what they decide to do here.
Opie with a 63-0 lead, 3:15 and counting. JV offense in against the Blue Jays. Got to see them in a complete game against Linden the Monday following our broadcast, and they lost in overtime 12-6 against Linden. Linden had a lot of those guys we saw on Friday night playing JV, and it was a close contest before going the way of Linden. Punt formation for the Eagles, their first punt of the night. Ethan Redeker will be back there, and Tony Gillespie and Caton back there to receive, and Coach Schmidt's going to have to take a timeout to talk things over with his guys. 2:43 left to go in this ball game. Eagles set the punt after the timeout taken by Coach Schmidt, his first of the second half. We'll try, you know, once we get into the Rich Door Company postgame show, talk to a junior on the roster. I'll let you decide, Tegan, whoever you can get, Blake Redeker or Truman Bailey. Bailey's got two touchdowns, two big receiving touchdowns. Yeah. Blake Redeker had the pick six, a pretty good job in the secondary tonight.
I think we go with Blake Redeker. You know, we can't get Damien up here because of homecoming festivities. Let's get a Redeker up here. I think we can at least keep that name going.
You might be able to live broadcast the announcement. That, you know, I don't know what the what the lines are saying of who might be available, who might be the line going. You know what the spread is on the 5 Eagle players on who might be
the homecoming king.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. If Damon Redeker walks away, whether that's going to be that'd be a pretty good close to the evening. 7 touchdowns on the night, homecoming crown. I mean, you can't beat that.
Just shy of 300 yards of total offense.
Oof. Well, a impressive showing here by the Olpe Eagles once again as they continue their unbeaten streak. 16, now 17. And
there is a forfeit in there, too, you know. So, yeah. I mean, we call it 17, call it 18, but 17 games won officially in a row. Ball bounces at the 25-yard line, taken by Gillespie and sprung down
ball
by Andrew
free.
Foraker. Just ripping that ball out of Gillespie's hand. But it's recovered by the Blue Jays, and they'll take it at their own 15-yard line. So 2:23 and counting, Blue Jays going to have one final crack at it to try and get in the end zone.
Wow. Good tackle to force the fumble, but when you do that, you got to be aware of what's going on around you so you can jump on it. And I think once he whipped Gillespie around, he kind of brought him down. I think he thought that was the end of it. He didn't see the ball pop free. Got to always have your eyes up there, especially when you hit him right around the arms.
So trying to round out this JV defense now. Andon T. Meyer and Nolan Rhodes are the ends. Mayer and Holting are the cornerbacks. Braden Fowler. Brody Cole, Andrew Foraker are the backers. Jed Cole and Ethan Redeker are the safeties. Handoff taken by Eli McGinnis, and it goes for no gain.
It looks like this game very well may end with Pleasanton in possession of the ball. So look for them possibly here as the clock continues to wind down to maybe try and just air it out down the field again. I mean, Gillespie, very impressed with his arm. I mean, really, he has had some absolute bombs down the field here tonight. Unfortunately, as we mentioned, just wasn't able to get them into the arms or the hands of a receiver.
Spread set for Gillespie. McGinnis, the tailback behind him. Going to be a draw, but kind of fumbled on the snap, recovered by McGinnis, and it goes nowhere. Looks like Nolan Rhodes, the first one to get in there.
Oh.
What happened? What happened? Uh-oh. You swallow a bug? It's October, Tig. And these, oh, a spider. Spider came down.
I don't like spiders, Mike. That was not fun
neither
for anybody.
Neither do I.
I'm just glad I was able to just go. I was able to turn my mic off there. That
loss of four brings up 3rd and 15 for the Blue Jays. What might be the final play of the ball game. 17 seconds and counting. Gillespie trips to his right. Rolling to his right. Looking to pass, but actually going to tuck it and run. Breaks one tackle before tripping on the 20-yard line. Call it a rush of 10, and that will conclude our ball game. Our final score, 63-0. The Eagles improve to 5-0. Blue Jays now 0-5 on the season. We'll take a quick break, get into the Rich Door Company post-game show. Well, we will go over final stats. Visit with head coach Chris Schmidt, visit with junior Blake Redeker, and try and do some live play-by-play of the crowning ceremony. But our final score here in Opie tonight, 63-0. The Rich Door Company postgame show is next.
Area high school football brought to you in part by the Opie State Bank. Think of Opie State Bank if you need a home or agriculture loan. Contact one of their lending specialists to achieve your dreams. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And the City of Opie, location, schools, convenience, and security make Opie a great place to live and raise a family.
Area High School Football, brought to you in part by Paul Dean, Attorney at Law, providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean at 342-2662 and make the right legal decisions. And Leffler Prime Performance, proud to serve the area with high-quality local beef at a fair price. Call Jacqueline at 366-2533 or find Leffler Prime Performance on Facebook.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Citizens State Bank with 9 convenient locations. Download their CSB mobile app to access your account, pay bills, transfer money, and more. Visit bankcsb.biz, member FDIC. By Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City, Van Lebo. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison football team and all other Madison Falls sports teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. B&S Kennels in Opie, your trusted breeder of AKC registered purebred puppies. Like them on Facebook to find your forever friend. And Wagner Automotive General Service, for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Emporia State University, preparing today's students for tomorrow's future. Bearcat Concrete Construction, quality concrete work to fit every need. Proudly serving the East Central Kansas area's concrete needs. Call 785-592-1527. And Kohlmeyer Dental, for your winning smile. Call 342-9555. Or visit their location on East 12th Avenue, next to Good Sense.
Area High School Football, brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Kansas Land Tire at 611 Prairie Street in Emporia. For car, truck, or farm tires, if you're out of air or need repair, these guys care. 620-343-8473. And Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now is a great time to call Angela. 344-6368.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids Prideful Schools and Communities, by Hanna Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth. For confidence with every smile, visit Drs. Joe and Richard Hanna at Hanna Orthodontics in Emporia. And by Scotch Welding Service, 719 Graham in Emporia, your full-service welding fabrication shop with both in-house and mobile capabilities.
It's time now for the Rich Door Company postgame show, brought to you by the Rich Door Company. Residential, commercial, garage door sales and service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
And we welcome you into the Rich Door Company postgame show. Michael Deeker here from Opie. A 63-0 final was our score. The Eagles improving to 5-0 with a victory over the Pleasanton Blue Jays. And we are looking.